So a lot of little teaching here that Jesus has together in a compact place. So if you had a chance to take a look at it, you can look at it and see how Christ is kind of working his teachings out in one section. But there, between this and the first reading, there is a nice little connection. And it really is about love and what it drives us to do. You know, I many of you have probably seen the Song of Bernadette. I love a scene way at the end. If you haven't seen it, I think you can get it now on Netflix or streaming anyway. But obviously, it's the Bernadette, Subaru, and the apparition of Our Lady of Lourdes. And there's a scene way at the end where the nun that was with her, with Bernadette, was just so frustrated because she wanted to know why Bernadette got to see the Blessed Mother and she did not, when she had done all of these things. You know, she had done her fasting and she had done all the right things and it was done perfectly, and she doesn't understand how come she wasn't able to see the Blessed Mother and why Bernadette got all the glory. And then Bernadette kind of lifts up her little thing and shows that she's got a tumor and that and she'd been suffering as well, but nobody ever knew it, which is very different. But one of the things that it struck me with that is that, you know, we do a lot of good things, let's say, even as Catholics, maybe all of you do a lot of good things. But if you listen to today's first reading, and as well as the gospel in some sense, you know, we can do it with all kinds of anger and frustration and complaining, or we can do it with great love. And certainly St. Teresa of Lisieux speaks about that. You know, that we, in living out our Catholic faith, what drives us? And there is that sense of duty that drives us, that we have to do this because we're supposed to. But then there is also doing it with great love, which is the higher calling for all of us, to do it with great love. And that's a hard thing, I think, because we do have some people who are nasty. Nasty Catholics, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know. You pray to God with that mouth, you know, that kind of thing, you know, because you're that temper and that anger, it's like, and they're complaining about everything. And I'm thinking, you know, what causes someone to then, or change someone to grow in love and that be the driving force? You know, that I do all that I do because I love the life God's given me, and what is that look like, you know? And I was, one of the images that came to my mind was Scrooge, as you know, and how he was angry and bitter at the beginning and of the story. And then, of course, by meeting people, by being involved in people's lives, by seeing some things and being exposed to some things, he then could grow. Same thing like the Grinch in Christmas, you know, by seeing these things. And I think that that's a challenge. But there's just one thing that also came to my mind, is that there are a lot of people for whom they've been hurt. That's why they have a hard time loving. They can't seem to love. You know, they've been either hurt by their parents, by loved ones, they grew up, maybe even abused, and they can't find that kind of love. And that's why I think it's also important in terms of understanding Christ who heals us, and if that's the driving force where I have a hard time loving anybody, maybe even my own children, you know, for whatever reason, I don't feel that because it was never shown to me, that we don't stay in those situations because Christ has us and can give us that healing that then opens up that heart to love. That'd be our challenge, because see, one of the things is that even in the first reading with Paul to the Corinthians is that he's trying to talk about that even if you've got lots of knowledge and you're just so gosh darn smart, right? But he said, but if one loves God, one is known by him. You know, well, that does, if with that knowledge just fills you up with pride, and that love causes us to even sacrifice some of ourselves, things that we can do for the good of others. And that be our challenge, to really ask the Lord if we don't feel that, to ask God to bring some healing, because we believe that God is not like love, but God is love. It's a predicate nominative there.